Like so many of the images that we discuss here in the image discussions area of Lenswork Daily, there's a backstory to the photograph that I think adds to the appreciation of what you're viewing. In this particular case, the backstory is not so much about the photograph as it is about the technology used to create the photograph. Part of the magic of this photograph is this incredibly deep, dark, and I might even say sensual black, in contrast to the sheen on her skin and the highlights that are visible as a result of the lighting that was used to make the photograph. That relationship of shadow and light is of critical importance to this image and, of course, can be presented in a variety of media that either exploit those subtle differences and present them more powerfully or not. That is to say, the print, the execution of the print, is incredibly important in this image. And it just so happens that we had several different media representing this image by Maureen. First, of course, was her original gelatin silver image. And then we made a Lenswork Special Editions gelatin silver image using the 600 line screen technology that we used for all of the gelatin silver special editions prints. Sometime after that, we worked with this image to make a photogravure of it, printed by our friend Russ Dodd, who did a fabulous job of producing the subtleties in this image. It was just exquisite. And then finally, we produced an inkjet version of it, warm tone on matte paper. Now, we took these four photographs, the original gelatin silver continuous tone, the 600 line screen gelatin silver, the photogravure, and the inkjet, all printed to the same size, all printed with very close to the same tonalities, as close as is humanly possible with the technologies. And we put them up on a wall and looked at them and compared them and had lots of people come in to our offices and look at them and compare them. And doing our best not to prejudice the selection, we asked people which version of this print they liked the most. It was not even a close contest. Overwhelmingly, the vast majority of the people chose, are you ready for this? The inkjet print. We were shocked. We assumed the gelatin silver print would be the one that people chose. It was a gorgeous gelatin silver print. But there was something about having the paper texture involved in those deep dark blacks that made the photograph more sensual than the shiny, glossy surface of both versions that were produced in gelatin silver. It was my first experience in seeing the power of inkjet printing to present an image to its absolute best. This was fairly early on in the inkjet printing technology days, and we had assumed, like most everybody else, that inkjet printing was an inferior technology that was a distant second, third, perhaps even fourth place compared to gelatin silver printing, platinum palladium printing, etc. We were absolutely amazed that the response to the inkjet print made it the overwhelming favorite. It's something to do with the sensuality of the paper itself. And, of course, upon reflection, it made perfect sense because of the sensuality of the image itself in combination with the sensuality of inkjet printing papers. Perhaps as a photograph, the D-Max blacks of the gelatin silver might have been blacker, but in terms of the visual experience of the art object itself, that was a different story. And for us, it was a fascinating lesson.